Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team USA leading Thailand 2-0 in the 25th minute right now. John Crotty is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, friend of ours and longtime NBA player. Even played a season for the Miami Heat, now a Heat broadcaster. You see him on Fox Sports Sun and all kinds of activity for Crotty.
Yeah.
And here he is. Hello, John.
What's up, guys? Hey, Hawk.
Well, Crowder got everybody angry in the last segment, all the listeners, because Crowder has a fairly it comes across as heartless, but I think it's more of a product of being an NFL player for six seasons, where he looks at the Kevin Durant injury and the cheering from Toronto at the beginning, and Crowder's like, oh, get over yourselves. These are fans. They paid money to be in the arena. In that moment, their team has a greater chance of hoisting a trophy that night, and it's not as big a deal as people are making it out to be in the media today.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's unfortunate, you know. I mean, it's a shame, really a shame for him and trying to come back and have this happen to him, but it's part of the game. I mean, look, Channing knows. I mean, it's, you know, you every time you go out on the court or the field, what have you, something can happen. You can hurt yourself, and you may never be the same again. And you got to enjoy it while you have it. And you know, this is really sad to see. But what's amazing today, more than probably, you know, obviously any other time, is you can have one of these traumatic injuries and still come back and be an effective player, right? I mean, through the power of surgery and the rehab stuff they have now, it's, you know, this could have been a career-ending type of catastrophe, and yet, you know, I think he'll be out for probably a year, but there's going to be teams, including Golden State, that'll want him back, and other teams that are going to, you know, are willing to pay him a year to just rehab, right, to have his services down the road because he's such a talented guy.
And, John, like, should the Toronto Raptors fans be concerned with the opposing team's health? Like, that's my whole thing, where they want their team to hoist the Larry O'Brien trophy, and him being out gives them a better chance. It's easy to see.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, look, it's luck of the draw, right? It could very easily have been, you know, a Kawhi Leonard situation, right, where he aggravates something. Look, you want your team to win. You know, I think what I've heard Coach Spoelstra say this, the Heat coach, on numerous occasions. He goes, look, you'd love to play against, you know, the opposing team's best players because you really want to know you're the best team. But, you know, the reality is, you know, injuries come up, they happen, and you deal with who's ever on your team to put out there or who's on the opposing team out on the floor. And, you know, look, the fans are emotional right now. I mean, this Toronto city is ready to explode, and to be up 3-1, I mean, you know, you want to try to close. This is a dangerous Golden State team. You do not want them to get any momentum. Now go home, play with confidence at home, and to have to come back and play Game 7 in Toronto, you know, you just wonder the pressure that the Raptors would be under if it comes down to that scenario.
What do you think is going to happen now? Because there's, what, two games left? I feel like KD was kind of the impetus behind their performance last night, because, I mean, he looked great in the first quarter, right? I mean, there was no, like, he looked great in the first quarter. They were able to maintain that lead for most of the night up until the end. Although, and we haven't even talked about this today, Nick Nurse had a disastrous timeout when Kawhi, like, he's in one of those zones that you wait for your star to get into. What'd you think about that Nick Nurse timeout last night?
Yeah, that one was like just under 3 minutes, I think. You know, it's a tough call, because he felt like, I'd heard some of his comments where he's like, I felt my guys were gassed and we were in a great rhythm, but he goes, I really wanted them to catch a breath and get ready for the final push. So that's a real feel thing, and obviously the momentum really shifted in Golden State's favor after that timeout. So that's a hard one, because it very well could have been the right move, you know, in some cases as well. So, You know, I don't know. I think the pressure really shifts to Toronto. This is an unproven team who, hasn't been there other than Kawhi. They haven't been there. They're going to be going into a hostile stadium now. Golden State has got so much confidence. I mean, these guys have been there. They've done it. They've been in really tight situations and been able to find a way to win. I think in Golden State's favor is a healthier Klay Thompson. I mean, having him out early in the series along with Durant, I think that was just too much for them to overcome. But getting a healthy Klay Thompson or a healthier Klay Thompson back and, you know, able to play even with Durant out still gives them a real credible opportunity to be able to come back and then make this a series.
And, John, I think pretty much everybody noticed because they were talking about it, but why did both teams slow the pace down? They both went to half-court basketball late in the game, and they stopped the transition stuff. Why would a coach go about it that way?
Yeah, it's really the flow of playoff basketball. If you'll hear the term expressions, a possession game. You know, towards the end of close games, that you can't continue to play at that breakneck speed more often than not because you make turnovers, you make mistakes, and it's just, I don't know, it's human nature. The game slows down. It becomes more of a half-court type game. That's traditionally been the NBA, and the best teams have always had to execute in the half court in the critical moments down the stretch, being able to, you know, run good pick and roll, have good spacing and shot making as the clock's winding down, will be able to win. You can't just play fast, you know, throughout the course of the game. There'll be bursts, obviously, where you play that faster style, but particularly when you're defensively creating turnovers where you can get out and then you have numbers, right? You're 3-on-2, you're 2-on-1, and then you can convert with a man advantage. But, you know, more often than not, in a close game like this, it's going to slow down naturally without the coaches even having to call it. Players are going to try to get organized and try to create sets.
USA just scored another goal. It's 3-0 now, Team USA over Thailand, 31st minute. Fire off a little Born in the USA, Solani. You have anything You have anything on standby?
All I have is the Star Spangled Banner.
Don't play that, because you start playing that, I got to stand up. I can't talk over it. I can't, you know, it's a whole thing now. You don't have any Springsteen, Lee Greenwood. How about Miley Cyrus Party in the USA? Anything. I'm reaching here. Like anything. You got anything? Anything we can celebrate a 3-0 lead?
I have the Star Spangled Banner, Hawk.
Yeah, don't fire that off right now, though. My knees are hurting, and I don't want to become a whole media sensation. John Crotty is with us. John Crotty is with us, Fox Sports son and longtime NBA ball player. So what do you think happens, though? Two games left. The series shifts back to Oracle now, and I feel like Golden State's got a little breath here.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think it's new life. They have a one-game mentality, right? You can't think big picture. You just think, hey, we're going home. This is a place we've been super successful. I think Kevin Durant out, look, it's deflating. They're going to need some other performances from guys outside of Thompson and Steph Curry. I still think Toronto has a great opportunity. It's so hard to beat a team three straight times, guys. I mean, that just never happens. I forget what the numbers are when you're up 3-1, but the percentages lead so much in your favor to be able to close it out and just get one win. Obviously, I think they got to come out early and match the energy. Golden State will come out in their building. As long as they don't get down too big in a hole and they can hang around, Kawhi is just, you know, clearly the MVP of the series and a guy who they can rely on to make plays and make shots down the stretch. I still like Toronto to find a way to win this series.
And, John, on the way out, I gotta give you a heat question, man. I read a report today saying that Gorin is undecided on opting out of his player option for $19.2 million. Why would Gorin opt out of $19.2 million, John?
I don't know. I mean, between that and Hassan's, you know, opt-in, they're such big numbers. You know, the only thing I would say there, if there's some sort of situation where maybe he gets more years, you know, and a bigger guarantee somewhere, I don't know anything about that. And he's one of my favorite players on the team. I love the way he competes. You were talking about pace earlier. This is a guy who really pushes pace and is a fun guy, I think, to play with. The players like playing with him because he's like a fast break machine. You run the wing, you're going to get rewarded with lobs and passes at the basket. And he's been, you know, arguably Miami's most reliable, you know, scorer too. You know, outside, you know, Wade throughout the course of this year too. I mean, he had a rough year injury-wise, but over the last 3-4 years, he has been a very reliable scorer and been able to be playing a lot of games. You know, outside of this year, he's been a real competitor for the Heat.
John Crotty, you going to watch any of the Women's World Cup as it gets down further in the tournament?
I love soccer. Played it in high school a bit too. I love it. I think it's great watching it. I love the fact that the U.S. are just, you know, such favorites too. It's great to see them out there and you know, getting their platform to do it. Strong start too. You know, they're not playing around, getting up 3-0. That's the thing about soccer, where anything can happen. You know, if you wait on, and all of a sudden you get upset by that one miracle shot. I had a chance. I was in London in February during the Heat All-Star break and got to go watch Chelsea play in the English Premier League. And I'll tell you, man, that was next level. Just the fan bases, and they played Manchester United, and the game was electric over there. It's you know, it's like a religious experience when you watch soccer over there.
Who's worse fans, Toronto NBA fans or soccer hooligans in England?
It's definitely soccer hooligans, man. Come on.
I mean, their name is hooligans. I mean, of course they're worse. Did you watch, you watching Chernobyl on HBO?
Watching a little Chernobyl, that's a good one. Watching, what else am I watching?
Cobra Kai? Are you watching Cobra Kai on YouTube?
I watched a little bit of that, but not too much.
Oh, I love that.
What am I watching? The show Bad Blood. Have you seen this one?
No, what's Bad Blood?
Montreal, Mafia-type stuff. Check it out.
What channel's that on?
I don't know. It's Netflix.
Oh, all right. I can watch that.
You know, what else am I watching? I'm always got something brewing. I'm always watching something, Hawk.
You know, on this day 33 years ago, Ferris Bueller's Day Off debuted. You ever see that movie?
Yeah, like 50 times.
Yeah, I bet Crowder. Yeah, 33 wow. years ago. I bet Crowder's never seen it. You ever seen it?
When the dude slid across the floor in his socks.
No, that's Risky Business.
Oh, okay.
That's Risky Business, man. Come on. What are you doing?
Stole his dad's car.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, Ferris Bueller stole it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, stole his dad's car.
I get him mixed up.
You've seen that. Wow.
Matthew Broderick and yes. Tom Cruise look a lot alike.
Yes. I hear you. 33 years ago today, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And E.T., 37 years ago today, opened in theaters.
You're just a wealth of knowledge, as usual.
It's Solana. He puts together one heck of a show sheet. Thank you, John Crotty.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
There you go, John Crotty.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.